The flag bearer of the Progressive People's Party, PPP, Dr. Paco Sindum, has appealed to Ghanaians to reject the NDC and NPP, which are engaged in blame game at the expense of national issues. The electorate should rather vote for PPP, which focuses on issues that will improve the living standards of the people. At a news briefing in Accra today, Dr. Sindum expressed worry about the war of words between the two parties and tape recordings of planning of violence. There's a report by Ernest Obinyeni.
The presidential candidate of the PPP, Dr. Paco Sindum, said this war of words can easily lead to violence and will not augur well for the country. He said politics is not about violence or war of words. All political parties can work peacefully for the good of the nation and urged Ghanaians not to entertain politicians who plan to cause chaos or perpetuate violence. He said PPP will not engage in any blame game with any political party and therefore urged Ghanaians to vote for the party.
I want Ghanaians to know that there is an alternative, not just a political alternative, but an alternative that is not interested in engaging in a war of words, in engaging in violent behavior, in making threats of any type, in not playing a blame game with anybody, and just wants to work diligently, peacefully, to the benefit of Ghanaians.
Touching on the Electoral Commission, Dr. Sindum said the integrity of the EC cannot be tarnished, therefore all efforts should be made to protect it. However, the EC on its part must enforce the political laws, which state that parties must be national in character and should have offices throughout the country. It should also impress on political parties to disclose their sources of funding. He bemoaned the practice of some parties using money to influence voters and the issue of promises being thrown about by some parties. Dr. Sindum appealed to Ghanaians not to be swayed by the money and promises, but rather vote for the PPP to create jobs for the youth and offer quality free compulsory and continuous education from kindergarten to senior high school.
Ernesto Bingham filed that report.